On the 5th of November, millions of people all over Britain will be out at night for the country's annual fireworks celebration. Some will be at home in the back garden with their families, and others at enormous public events, which attract tens of thousands of revellers. Guy Fawkes Night, or Bonfire Night, is actually a celebration of one of England's most dramatic episodes, which took place more than 400 years ago, in the year 1605, during the reign of King James I. Religious change. The seeds of this episode, however, occurred even earlier, in the time of England's most famous king, Henry VIII, 1491 to 1547. Henry started to change the official religion of the country from Catholicism to Protestantism, a process continued by his daughter, Queen Elizabeth I, 1533 to 1603. As the 17th century began, however, many people in the country were still unhappy with this change. Guy Fawkes was a member of a group of Catholics who planned to assassinate the new King James I. The idea was to blow up the Houses of Parliament on November the 5th, 1605, with barrels of gunpowder when the king was present. Fawkes, however, was discovered just as he was about to light the gunpowder. He and his colleagues were executed for treason. Bonfires in London. The same night of November the 5th, 1605, Londoners reacted to the king's escape from the gunpowder plot by lighting bonfires all over the city. An Act of Parliament then designated November the 5th as a day of thanksgiving. A rhyme quickly became popular. Remember, remember, the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason, and plot. From about 1650, the anniversary was celebrated with bonfires and fireworks made with gunpowder, and it became customary to burn an effigy, usually of the Pope. Penny for the guy. In later years, this effigy became a guy, a dummy, which children created from old clothes, newspapers, and a mask, with the distinctive features of Guy Fawkes. Children also started asking for a penny for the guy, money which they used to buy fireworks. These days, there are public displays of fireworks all over England. Some of them, such as the displays in Battersea, Southwark, and Blackheath in London, attracting up to 80,000 people. A protest figure. Guy Fawkes himself recently entered our culture in a second way. The V for Vendetta comic book, 1988 to 1989, and film, 2006, tells a story set in a dystopian, post-apocalyptic Britain. The title character, the vigilante V, tries to liberate the country, wearing a Guy Fawkes mask. In recent years, the mask has been used in protests around the world. In battles for transparency, led by the online group Anonymous against the CIA, Visa, and PayPal. And on the street, from Madrid's Indignados to the Occupy Wall Street movement.